The land of Egypt had already been struck by three great plagues. For 7 days, the water of the rivers, streams, and ponds had been changed into blood, and there had been an invasion of frogs, followed by clouds of gnats. In spite of these disasters and the suffering that was brought upon the population, Pharaoh continued to defy the Lord, the God of Israel. So God told Moses to get up early in the morning and confront the king when he went out to the river, and say to him, "This is what the Lord says, let my people go so that they may worship me. If you do not let them go, I will send swarms of flies on you and your officials and your people. The houses of the Egyptians will be full of flies, and even the ground will be covered with them. But this time I will deal differently with the land of Goshen, where my people live. No swarms of flies will be there. I will make a distinction between my people and your people. This miraculous sign will occur tomorrow." The Lord did as he said, and the next day great swarms of flies poured into Pharaoh's palace, into the houses of his officials, and throughout the land of Egypt. The flies were everywhere, on every living creature, and they covered the ground. The whole country, except for the province of Goshen, where the Israelites lived, was filled with flies. Again Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "Go, sacrifice to your God here in the land." But Moses replied, "That would not be right. The sacrifices we offer the Lord our God would be hateful in the eyes of the Egyptians, and they would stone us. We must take a 3-day journey into the desert to worship the Lord, as he commands us." So Pharaoh said, "I will let you go to worship the Lord your God in the desert, but you must not go very far. Now pray for me." Moses answered, "As soon as I leave you, I will pray to the Lord, and tomorrow the flies will leave the land. Only be sure that Pharaoh does not act deceitfully again by not keeping his word." Moses left Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord, and God did what Moses asked. The flies left Pharaoh, his officials, and the people. Not a fly remained. But again Pharaoh changed his mind. He hardened his heart and would not let the Israelites go. Then the Lord told Moses to return to Pharaoh and warn him that if he continued to refuse to let the people of Israel leave, God would bring a terrible murrain on the livestock in Egypt, and the herds and flocks would die. The cattle, however, that belonged to the Israelites would suffer no harm. The next day the Lord sent a plague on the livestock in Egypt, on the horses and donkeys, on the camels, sheep and goats, and many of them died. Pharaoh sent men to find out if the flocks and herds of the Israelites had suffered, and they found that not one of the animals in Goshen had died. Nevertheless, Pharaoh refused to obey God. So the Lord sent another plague. He told Moses and Aaron to take handfuls of soot from a furnace and to throw it into the air in the presence of Pharaoh. "The soot will become fine dust over the whole land of Egypt," said the Lord, "and festering boils will break out on men and animals." So Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded. They took soot from a furnace and stood before Pharaoh. Moses tossed it into the air, and festering boils and ulcers broke out on men and animals. The magicians could not come before Moses because of the boils that afflicted them, for all the Egyptians were struck by the plague. But Pharaoh would not yield. He refused to obey God, and the Lord let him have his way, because he was already deaf to divine warnings. The plague of Murrin was directed against the Egyptian god of Memphis, represented by a bull, as well as other gods represented by the goat, the ram, the cow, and other animals. The sixth plague, described as a festering boil breaking out upon man and beast, was directed against both the idolaters and the idols they worshipped. Next episode, the seventh plague, hail.